Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to take a trip now out to Madison. Let's just see how big everything's getting. And you're going to put your finger on the pulse out there, our buddy Joe from the Joe and Ebo show out there on the Zone in Madison joining us now. Joe, how you doing, buddy?
Great, Billy. Just trying to keep all my bets in line for this weekend.
Well, I figured you probably had a few ducats down on something. So let's start with what's going on in your own backyard, and that is the Wisconsin Badgers, who are rolling right now, my friend.
Oh, unbelievable, right? A month ago, this team's maybe left for dead, you know, at a crossroads. They lost 4 of 5. They had that awful offensive performance at home against Minnesota. Follow that up with the stinker in the first half on the road against Maryland. And you're thinking, gosh, maybe last year wasn't a fluke. Maybe there really is problems with this program. And what do they do? No, they win 6 in a row, a couple of huge road wins, and now you're playing potentially Saturday for a piece of the Big Ten lead going into Michigan.
So what's been the turnaround for them in your eyes?
Really just, you know, names like Brad Davison. I know Nathan Reavers hasn't been the best as of late, but he's had a good run, and really just taking care of the basketball, you know, doing things that we were used to seeing so much under Bo Ryan, where this team very rarely made mistakes, and it was always forcing the other team to make the mistakes. They were kind of loose with the basketball, you know, to start Big Ten play, very un-Wisconsin-like, and they've tightened it up. They're not turning the ball over. They're getting more out of their possessions, and it's just, it's kind of the Badger basketball, honestly, Bill, that, you know, you've been used to seeing here in Madison for the last 20 years.
The reality of this team is either they're playing above their heads, they've been this good all along, or they were underwhelming in the first portion of the season trying to put it all together. Which one of those do you buy into?
See, most people, Bill, right there, be like, Bill, it's a little bit of all of that. Screw that crap. I'll give you an answer. I think they were underperforming early on. I think, you know, Greg Gard said it. And I mean, every team has to deal with Christmas break. And maybe at Wisconsin, hell, we do have the number one party school, according to some. Maybe they got after too much on Christmas break. Who knows? But, I mean, they were flat. You know, they had that game against Western Kentucky, which was awful on the road. I think that kind of led to problems. I think that loss lingered with them, you know, for the first couple weeks of Big Ten play to start the new year. And I think they were just, you know, talk about funks in sports, they were in it. I mean, you go back to the non-conference games when they beat Oklahoma and Stanford and Xavier and NC State and really had Virginia on the ropes with about 2 minutes left. I mean, this team looked legit the first month of the season. They just checked out for whatever reason, you know, December, early January. But, boy, you look at the last 3-4 weeks, they've been pretty darn good.
First and foremost, are you guys heading out to spring training?
Bill, it's like the party bus thing last year. I want to say yes, but this guy, Ebo, even though my name is first on the show, somehow this guy is the program director, so I got to defer these questions to Ebo. The short answer is, of course, we're going to go. But, you know, I was promised a party bus last year on these airwaves.
All right.
So I'll leave that up to the next time you got Ebo says on your show.
I'm just checking because I wanted to know what the over and under that you guys being the betting guys that you are, that you need bail money. So that's the other reason I was finding out, because I know we're going out there in the middle of March. So I wanted to find out for myself. Hey,
No, Bill, that's when I do the shows out in Vegas. That's where Ebo sends
you
like an emergency bail fund. When I'm in Vegas, all bets are off.
There you go.
I'll behave.
Perfect. Perfect. Hey, has Bucks fever caught on out there in the state's capital?
Yeah, 100%. I heard you talking about that earlier. I mean, it's so similar to our parts to the Brewers, where obviously in any part of the state, it's Packers first. In our part, it's always 1 or 1A with the Packers versus Badgers. And I remember doing a show during the football season where the Packers were still relevant and Wisconsin was still relevant. Seems like a long time ago. But it was the Brewers. I said, my God, Ebo, we just did 3 of a 4-hour show. We haven't even talked about the Badgers or the Packers yet, because people were so into that Brewer rush, you know, in August and September. People were so into it around here. And the same thing's happening here. I mean, look, the Badgers are awesome. We love them. You could talk about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers every single day in the year, but, you know, we're getting through shows where, and, you know, our big voice guy says voice of the people. So we talk about what the callers want. And, you know, we've gone I think we had a stretch of 7 hours in a row this week on the air between multiple days where we didn't even mention the Packers because it's just all Bucks all the time.
The what's the most let me ask you this. Have you guys been over to the new Fiserv Forum yet?
I've been, not for a Buck game. Only
okay.
To, you know, to get my rock and roll fix on. I'm waiting for Radio Joe Zenzola's red carpet invite.
Well, I'm sure it'll happen at some point, specifically as they effort towards the postseason. But what are people out there, I guess, saying about the Buck? Because to me, it's this way. There's a lot of people that are excited. They're looking over the fence. But really, until you crank one out in the postseason, there's also a lot of people with a ton of skepticism. Is that about the way you see it out there?
Yeah, I would say yes, but like we love our Twitter polls, Bill. Twitter, the greatest invention since indoor plumbing, I've always said. And, you know, we put one out today, you know, after the trade deadline, you saw what the Raptors did, you saw what the Sixers did, you saw what the Bucks did. Do you believe the Bucks are an NBA final team? And I don't know if this is wishful thinking or they really are that good, but it was like 70% of our listeners voted yes, they're going to the finals. I figured it would win, but, you know, a slight majority. I mean, it was like 75% of our callers, listeners today were like, heck yeah, they're going to the NBA Finals. So, you know, I don't know if they're just drinking the green Kool-Aid right now or this team is really, you know, going to be there at the end.
I'm talking with Joe Miller of the Joe and Ebo Show on 96.7 FM out there at the Zone in Madison at 1670 AM. So we've got Yasmani Grandal saying, hold the bus for a minute. I don't want to talk about World Series or bust. Everybody else is basically saying, hey, you got to get to the World Series if you're making moves to get better than what you were last year. You were only a game out. So is it a World Series or bust year for the Milwaukee Brewers?
Yeah, I mean, I think it has to be, right? You get six outs away from the World Series in a seventh game on your home field. It doesn't get any more of a World Series than bust. I mean, obviously, we'll still see on the Dallas Keuchel thing. I'm kind of 50-50 on if he's going to sign. But, I mean, you don't go out and get a guy like that, Bill, because you're preparing for the 2021 season. And you don't pay a catcher $18 million if you're thinking ahead to the next two or three years. I mean, they kind of had a 4 or 5 year window with Yelich and Kane last year and bringing back some of the guys they did. I think David Stern, this was about the year. I think we always have said if they were a year ahead. I think this is the year when it all started that Stearns thought his master plan would come together. Now, it came together a year early, so I would think absolutely. I know the Cubs and Cardinals, people say, have maybe gotten better in the offseason, but look, I'm old school guy, Bill. I'm the champ until someone beats you. This team won the NL Central. I think they should be thought of as the favorites in the NL Central again.
Do you like what's going on in Chicago? The fact that they basically stood pat, they're hoping that everything comes back? Because I think right now when you look at Vegas, and Chicagoans are genuinely shocked that they're only picked to win 82 to 85 games. I think they're looking at saying what Lester did last year, he's getting older. You didn't get anything out of Chatwood. Yu Darvish is Yu Darvish, and he's a weird dude. You've got some turmoil going on, not only on the field, but also with your manager because this is his, quote, lame duck year. I think there's a lot of things right now going on down in Chicago Joe Ricketts throwing out the racist emails. I think there's a lot going on down there that's not positive.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, you never say give up on the Cubs because they...
No, they're talented. They're still going to be there. I just don't know that they're the lock shoe-in that everybody thought they were.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, with you got to keep an eye on the Cardinals. You know, it's just a matter of time until they come back. Obviously, getting Goldschmidt was huge. And I don't know how much I buy into Cincinnati. That would be for you, Bill. But, I mean, I don't know. Everyone loves what they did in the offseason. So, I still like the Brewers. Yeah, I think the Cubs take a step back. I mean, I don't think they're a 90-win team. I think they'll be kind of what people thought the Brewers were going to be a year ago. Maybe a team that's, you know, fighting for a wild card berth.
Hey, one more thing before I let you go, and that is we were talking a little bit of Packers. I know that's a big topic of conversation there as well. Thoughts on the moves that they have made and the direction they're headed?
Yeah, I mean, God, I want to believe in this. You know, everyone, of course, the Super Bowl and Sean McVay, and it's the young man's game now, whether it's players or coaches, and we think we got it. And Matt LaFleur, I mean, the question I don't know, and I don't know if we'll know until someone writes a tell-all book once they leave Green Bay, is like, what is Mark Murphy's deal? Like, because you get the sense every time you watch a press conference or watch him speak that he's got his fingers in everything. And, is Brian Gutekunst really the GM? Is Matt LaFleur really the head coach? Or is Murphy have a fingerprint on all this? And if he does, I don't know if it's going to work. I mean, I do agree a change was needed. With Mike McCarthy, I think that the message has grown stale. The question is this weird, you know, structure of leadership they have in Green Bay. I'll be really interested, Bill, to see that first 2 weeks in March when free agency hit, you know, Cobb and Matthews and, you know, what you bring back Bulaga and Nick Perry. I mean, so many huge decisions. I will be fascinated to see what they do the first couple weeks of March.
Yeah, I think that, Mark, you're going to see him very slowly fade off into the background now that all his pieces are in place. So we'll see how it happens. No doubt. Joe, always good. Maybe we'll see you out there in spring training, okay?
You know, put a call into Ebo for me, will you, Bill? For God's sakes, I couldn't get the party bus last year. Can I get the spring training?
You know, he doesn't answer since he got married. You know, I mean, let's be honest. He's got bigger fish to fry right now. So.
Bill, they're jarified. That's a term around here. He's jarified. Look it up.
Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, boys.
There you go. Joe Miller from the Joe and Ebo Show out in Madison on the Zone, our fine affiliate out there, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They're going to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.